10 a.m. on May 17th, 2026. Happy Victoria Day, long weekend, everyone. Welcome to episode 20 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. Sorry for another massive technical difficulty. This is actually on the Hotmail server because for some reason I cannot use my old password, so I'm just running it from my Outlook app on my cell. I will be back after some messages from CJSF.
How much do you love this station? People dedicated to your community. News that directly matters to you. This station needs your support. Go to mycri.ca to find out more about the Community Radio Initiative, which will provide core funding for this station. At MyCRI, you will find an easy way to create an email that you can send to the politicians who need to hear your message. Just 5 minutes and a few clicks make a big difference. MyCRI.ca. You know why you listen to this station. It plays new music, supports your community, and provides up-to-date news that you know you can trust. And unlike other stations, the people who work and volunteer here are a part of your community. Remember, though, they do this on a shoestring budget. The solution is the Community Radio Initiative. You can find out more details at mycri.ca. In just a few clicks, you can generate an email to send to the politicians who need to hear your message. mycri.ca.
First up today is Dubo Timothy's Wishful Thinking with Sleep.
Thank you.
That was Sleep from Duval Timothy's Wishful Thinking. Next up is Robert Thomas and the Sessionmans, The Way We Roll. Here is Judge and Jury.
Judge and jury in this town. I'll do the time and I'll pay my dues, and I'll walk the walk for loving you. You're the only one I'm thinking about. You're the judge and jury in this town. Judge and jury in this town. You're the only one I'm thinking about. You're the only one I can't do without. You're the judge and jury in this town. Judge and jury in this town. The judge and jury in this town. You're the judge and jury in this town.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Sorry, the land acknowledgement was delayed because given that I had access issues to my Hotmail account, which has my script for this week along with previous shows, I couldn't find the land acknowledgement ID on Serato. Now, well, during the first song, I was able to update my password. So now I'm looking at my script from the bottom CJSF on your computer one. I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. On May 11th, the SFU Swimming announced its recruitment of Sergio Cubedo, who hails from Montreal, competes in butterfly, freestyle, and currently attends Cégep de Maisonneuve via its Facebook and Instagram pages. Chances are I butchered the pronunciation for Sergio's high school. On May 12th, the NCAA announced qualifiers for its 2022 D2 Outdoor Track and Field Championships, where the distances are generally in meters, as four relays made a cut. Charlotte Bosma in the women's 400, Veronica D in the women's 800, Raya Matanovic in the women's 1500, and Colton Plummer in the men's 800. On May 13th, the SFU Women's Soccer announced that its head coach, Carlo Basso, will head to Toronto to scout for the future Red Leafs via its Instagram page. On May 14th, the SFU Women's Golf announced Yun Si Ho, who hails from Kunching, Sarawak, Malaysia, stands at 5 feet 6 inches or 568 centimeters, and last attended Chung Fua Middle School No. 1 via its Instagram page. I believe Yun Si Ho will be competing for the SFU Women's Golf for the fall 2026 season. On May 15th, the SFU Athletics website featured Raya Matanovic, who earned gold and silver in the last summer's Canada U20 Track and Field Championships, which became a great prelude to an outstanding outdoor campaign for Matanovic in 2026. Originally hailing from Kamloops, Raya fell in love with track at a young age, with full support from her parents despite suffering a club lung and a cardiac arrest, which led to doctors warning that she may never compete in sports, and made the Kamloops Track and Field Club. However, during her time with the club, Matanovic was diagnosed with Graves' disease, an autoimmune illness that affects thyroid, and temporarily stopped her from running. During the time where Reyna fell ill with Graves' disease, she connected with the SFU Track and Field head coach, Britt Townsend, who believed in Matanovic's potential, and Raya joined the SFU Track and Field clinic, where she trained with Coach Townsend while dealing with her health. 3 years later, Matanovic has been dominating races, beginning with winning the women's 1500 at the Pomona Pitzer Invitational, followed by her personal best of 419.28 in the 1500 at the Brian Clay Invitational, and earned two golds at the Great Northwest Athletic Championships earlier this month, winning the 800 at 206.38 and 1500 at 430.016. Off the track, Rhea has been studying communications, encouraged by elite athletes sharing their stories of resilience, passion on national and international levels. Matanovic is aiming to use her coursework to reveal the track's mental and storytelling sides, while balancing between academics, training, competition, living on her own, and dealing with her health is tough. Raya calls, quote, balance, unquote, a misconception, but, quote, it's actually about prioritizing, unquote. With her mom's advice grounding her, Matanovic prioritizes family, friends, hiking, baking, joking during her first year at SFU, hardly leaving the Burnaby Mountain campus. Raya characterizes SFU track and field program culture built on respect and togetherness. After training independently for 2 years, entering a supportive group of student athletes who compete, train, and travel together has been a worthwhile change, with Matanovic calling a standout moment to her personal best race in California, where her teammates cheered her on with two laps to go. Looking into the future, Raya wants to pursue track as far as she can, represent SFU, and compete for Canada at this year's U20 Athletic Championships this August. Also on May 15th, the Red Leaves women's soccer coach Carlo Basso attended the Ontario-Quebec Interprovincial Series at Zunchin Automotive Soccer Center in Vaughan, Ontario, for scouting purposes, and the team featured center back number 5 Kate Smith on its Instagram page for being, quote, calm, cool, and collected, unquote, known for her passing range and being able to get rid of space from the back. With 54 games and 3 JUNAC crowns with SFU, Katie wants to set new goals, opportunities, and Katie wants, quote, new goals, opportunities, and a chance to grow more, unquote. Furthermore, on May 15th, the SFU Swimming celebrated assistant coach Kristen Quigley, as she recently earned a PhD in neuroscience.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Thor and Friends, Heathen Spirituals. The tune is Anne Sexton's Monocle. Now I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League, where its Premier Division is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC's high school students. with many earning collegiate scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball at this time. Just a minute, please. Another hectic day in the CJS On Air studios, but it's actually not to do with technical difficulties within the studio itself, but Hotmail access. On May 11th, the BCPBL announced its College Prospects program on its Instagram and X pages, where its players could register for Pacific Northwest games in July and Arizona Fall games in September. On May 13th, the BCPBL announced that Ryan Eisfeld, a right-handed pitcher for the White Rock Tritons, had committed to the Thompson Rivers Wolfpack baseball team based in Kamloops via its Instagram and X pages. There was also one game on May 13th as the Delta Blue Jays hosted the perennial powerhouse Langley Blaze at Mackey Park, where Delta doubled up Langley 10-5 as the Blue Jays scored 3 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, and 4th in the 6th inning, with the Blaze making 3 of 4 errors. 5 doubleheaders were on May 16th. The visitors Abbotsford Cardinals bested Delta 6-5, where the Blue Jays made 3 of 4 errors, followed by a 3-0 shutout for a sweep at Mackey. The North Shore Twins edged the Mid-Island Pirates 3-2, who won Game 2 3-0 despite making 2 of 3 errors for a split at John Hart Field at Parkgate Park in North... For a split on John Hart Field at Parkgate Park in North Vancouver District. The UBC Thunder doubled up the host Okanagan Athletics. The UBC Thunder doubled up the host Okanagan Athletics 6-3 despite UBC making 4 of 6 errors in Game 1. And the second game was 4-1 UBC in the bottom of second at Kelowna's Elks Stadium. Let me look. It's still that way on the BCPBL scoring website, hosted by the Game Changer app. With no final score, and chances are this is not the final score available, the visitors Victoria Mariners defeated the White Rock Tritons 6-4, highlighted by the Mariners' 3 runs in the top of 8th in Game 1, followed by a 1-0 win in Game 2 despite making 2 errors, for a sweep at South Surrey Athletic Park. Across the town in Surrey, the Victoria Eagles bested the host Wally Chiefs 7-6-9 innings, who won Game 2 7-3 for a split, highlighted by 3 runs in each of the 1st and 5th innings at Surrey's Wally Athletic Park. For this season, both teams in each doubleheader alternate when they bat in field, as the visiting team bats first in Game 1, but bats last in Game 2, regardless of the venue. 4 doubleheaders are on tap today. Let me see if those scores are available. Three are available, with Mid-Island and North Shore tied at 1 in the bottom of 1st, with the venue host, the North Shore Twins, batting. The White Rock Tritons are up 3-0 in the bottom of 2nd, with the venue host, White Rock Tritons, batting. And the Victoria Eagles are up 3-0 on the Wally Chiefs in the bottom of 1st, with the venue host, Wally Chiefs, batting, according to the BCPBL website posted by the Game Changer.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
current standings within the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division, primarily between 16 and 18-year-olds. The Langley Blaze are first at 11-2. The Abbotsford Cardinals are second at 15-7. The North Shore Twins are third at 10-5. The Mid-Island Pirates are fourth at 12-7. The Wally Chiefs are fifth at 9-5. The Delta Blue Jays are 6-9-8. The Victoria Mariners are 7th at 8-9. The Okanagan Athletics are 8th at 7-10. The Victoria... Just a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. The Victoria Eagles are 9th at 7-14. The UBC Thunder are 10th at 4-13. And the White Rock Tritons are last at 2-14.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. For some reason, I'm trying to play a song here, but don't know what's going on. The song out of Plex. Okay, maybe I'll be able to get it. Sorry. For some reason, it was not available for a while. Just a minute, please. Oh, okay. Now it's back. I don't know what it was. Also, welcome to the second half of episode 20 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Mike on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a report on the Northwest League, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour. This is Lorelei. Just a minute. Box for body, box for buddy, box for star. With My Boy Limbo.
You cried my name and I didn't hear you, 'cause I went so low. Past instead of tending to the presence in my hand. Is that love? No. But I didn't leave. I'm a believer. That's my boy Limbo.